I'd like to go weiter here in Simen Tzadi Beis. We're up to Siv Ches, talking about the subject of Zeya, steam. And that's an interesting subject because the Gemara doesn't really talk about it too much. Probably today's Shir or Sunday, we know Shir because of Hanukkah. But we'll finish on Monday, we'll finish the Sif on the whole Simen rather on Monday, Mr. Shem. But today, the question of the Isser that's transmitted through Zeya. Zeya is defined as steam or vapor. Condensed moisture, I guess, are different terms that can be used to define what Zeya is. But the idea is that if you have milk and fleisha cooking at the same time, now I'm not talking in an enclosed area at the same time, because that also introduces the subject of reach, recha, and it's a question whether the smell, you have the aroma, let's have milk and flavor, I'm cooking a lasagna, baked ziti, something like that, I'm cooking in the same oven at the same time, chicken or meat or something, and so now the smell is going to impact, that's a different story, whether recha milsa, recha la milsa, that's a later discussion. But now we're not talking about whether they're really so right next to each other in the oven at the same time, a particular case, as we'll see in a second, that's formulated in the Shulchan Aruch, is where you have, let's say, a fleishig pot cooking on top of the oven and something milchig cooking inside the oven. The old-style ovens, you know, it was like a, sort of like a box. So, you know, you had the fire at the bottom, the coals or the wood or whatever was used for the fuel was at the bottom. And then you put, let's say, the rack or shelf of some sort, they put the fleishig thing in there. And the top, you had also places to cook things. So the concern there is not reach, the smell is not going to impact, but there's a possibility, there's a concern about Zeya. That's how ovens, they used to have those type of ovens where you had, let's say, basar on top or cholov inside, and that's what produces, so the Zeya, again, the vapor produced by the milchik cannot go up. Let's say the milchik is inside the oven, you're cooking a lasagna, baked ziti, something like that inside the oven, and then the vapor is the steam. Really, Zeya is sweat, but what is sweat? Sweat is, you know, particles, moisture, and the body is hot, so the body gives off sweat. So it's the same thing here, this condensed moisture, this steam goes up. So that's the case in Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Machva shol cholov, a pan of a dairy product, shenosnu bekira, tachas kedera shol boser. He put that example, he has a milky item, as I said before, lasagna, something like that, macaroni cheese, baked ziti, something like that, which is put inside the oven, in the kira, tachas kedera shol boser. On the top, there's a pot of meat cooking. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, hazeya olev and nivla bekedera. The vapor, the steam goes up from the, you know, when it's cooking, so there's this steam, the heat causes the food to give off liquid moisture. Again, maybe we can't see the particles or whatever, but some form of steam, and that goes up and is nivla b'kedera, it's going to be absorbed by the kedera. This is, well, the truth is, we already had a reference to Zeya in the previous sif. Okay, and Siv Zion at the end, the Ramon mentioned about the pot being covered. Remember, we were talking about things splattering on the pot. So we made a chilek, we passed like the smack, that it depends whether the splatter took place above or below the water line where the food is. So the chore, if something spilled on the lid, on the top, we spoke about yesterday, something spilled on top of the lid, so that's the chore above the water level. No, but if it's closed, if it's a tight lid, so then everything's assumed to be moving around. There's all kinds of activity inside. There's no place for the vapors to go. So it's like everything is the water line. There's no water line, doesn't matter. So the splatter on the top of the lid hits the, or even on the side above the water line. But if it's a sealed pot, so then even the food is considered, so to speak, to be higher than the water line, even though physically it's not, but the steam is above it. So it's the same topic, really. There are more mentioned in passing at the end of Siv Zion, but here the Mechaber is talking about the actual steam. There's no spillage. I'm just cooking inside an oven, a pan full of milchig food, and on top I'm cooking a pot of fleishigs. So the Mechaber writes, Hazeya olav nivla b'kederi v'osartu, and it answers it. The Rambam writes, of course, Imhoya cholav b'machavas, Binan shishim betavshil, right? If there was milk, you know, actual milk, you just say it. So you need shishim, right? Binan samach betavshil, should be there, and negara cholov shav machlas. Okay. You have to figure out how much milk there is, then it's going to be the same thing. Like, if you have shishim, then it's not going to trafe up the food. And if there's so little dairy, so little actual milk, again, if you have a big lasagna with all kinds of cheese, I don't know if you're going to have shishim in the pot of meat, but if it's just a little bit, that's what the Ramon saying, just a little bit of milk is inside that product. It's basically a pyrrhic product, let's say, but it's got some milk or some little bit of cheese in it. If you have shishim against that from the bus, so that's okay. All right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The problem is, not the problem, just the point is that there is no such statement in the Gemara. Okay, where does this come from? The Gemara never really talks about Zeya. Okay, Zeya is not mentioned in the Gemara, not by Bosu B'Cholom, not by Shari Surim either. So it's just an interesting point. Now, the idea of this team, logically, it makes a certain amount of sense because, you know, again, in order for flavor to move around, it doesn't move around by itself. It needs a conduit, right? It needs something to move it around. So usually that's what we speak about the rotev, the liquid moving it around, right? We talked about that with Chaticha Nas Nevel and so on, when the piece is inside. So the rotev moves everything around. Everything is united by the liquid that moves it around. But steam apparently also counts as some type of a conduit. So here, that's what we're saying, that the Zeya, the steam, moves the flavor, transfers there, helps the flavor move. And since the steam rises to the top. So the steam from this milchik dish inside the milchik pan, inside the oven, again, a pan, not a milchik pan, a pan with milchik food, inside the oven. So this, the steam raises or transfers, moves the flavor towards the pot, and then you have a problem with the fleishigs in the pot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So logically, it makes sense. The question is, where does it come from? So the Tur quotes it from his father, the Rosh. The Tur here in Arsim and Sadi Beis quotes in Source 2, Kosov Adonai Yobar Rosal, Machva Shulchov, Shinot Nosnu Bekir Tachas, Gero Shabosa, Zeya, Olav Nilo Bekder Rosat. Exactly, that's what the words of the Mechaber takes it straight from the Tur. So now we know where the Mechaber got it. Got from the Tur. The question is, where did the Tur get it from? Where did the Torah get it from that this is idea of Zeya? Okay, that the Zeya transfers or conducts, so to speak, the flavor. So we do find such a concept with regards to the laws of Tum and Tara. Okay, and that's what some of the Achronim point to, that's the mocker for this idea. It's true, it's not mentioned with regards to the Isurim of Bas V'Cholav or Shari Isurim in terms of eating, but it does appear in the, in the Mishnah Matshirin, that with regards to Tumah, that Zeya can transfer or conduct Tumah. So the Mishnah says in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Machshirin. Again, Machshirin is about the things that can be the liquids, that can be Machshir, something become Tomei, right? So we know that food doesn't become Tomei unless it was first in contact with one of the seven liquids, right? We spoke of this out once before, Yad Shochadam, right? The seven liquids are Yayin, Yayin, the Devash, Yad Shochat Shin is Shemen, Ches is Cholov, Tes is Tal, and Dalad, the other Dalad is Devash, and Mayim, those are the Shiva Machshirin, the seven the things that are Machshirin and Kabbal Tumah. So what about Zeya? Okay, Zeya is also a form of liquid. That's what the Mishnah says. Zeya's Batik, Boros, Shikhan, Amoros, Tahora. Steam that come from these things is considered Tahora. But Zeya's Adam Tahora, also sweat, that doesn't count. There'll be machshis and lekabel tumah, but shosa mayim tameim v'ziya ziyasa tahora. Okay, someone drank water which was tummy. Okay, and then the sweat from that's also Torah, but that's also Torah because that's the product of the body. So that's not machshir. However, what's important for us, ba b'mayim shuvim. Okay, if you went into water, guy who went swimming or he dunked into water, regular water, or took a bath or shower, something v'ziya ziyasa tameya. Okay. Then it's tummy because that water is coming directly off of him from the water source. So that's regular water, which is one of the seven. That's the issue of machshir kabatu and that mission machshirin. And even though at this point he may have it dried off, okay, if he's completely stopping rachakas yasatar, if he completely dried off, okay, completely dried off, so then whatever sweat then is considered to come from the body. But if it had some of the water on him, so then vehizia zeaso tamei. Let's see, the Martinur there in Machshir, Perek Beis Mishal, for Zeas Batim Tahora, Ena Machshir Sazor Mekabel Tumah. The sweat, the you know, liquid moisture that comes off of something, I don't know, Batim, you know, something that was some steam in inside of a house or some other type of steam, I guess, from the weather or this kind of thing. That's not Machshir. But here, the other thing is the Machmas HaMayim, the Vidavka Bo B'Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is water which was gathered into one place. It depends whether what the source of the water is. I'm not interested in the details on different types of water. Sometimes water, Mayim Shuvim means water that has been gathered, okay, into one place, not naturally. Okay, but let's say it's in a pool or something like that. So that's called Mayim Shuvim. And Mayim Chubarim, they're not Machshir. Okay, again, a detail there. The point is, however, the moisture of the body is considered to be similar to the Mayim that it came from. That's the idea. All right, the moisture of the body, the Zeya from the body, after he went into water, that moisture of the body is considered to be what it came from. So that's one Mishnah Machshir, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Beis. Another Mishnah Machshir, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Merchatz. Merchat, which is a bath, you know, bathhouse. You have a public bathhouse, so you have a bathwater. Okay, merchat, tamei. So then the zeyasot tamei also any steam that emerges is also tamei. Okay. Anyway, but if it's Torah, then it's also Tahora. And again, the Bartanur explains because sometimes you get a merchat of a main mayan. The love mayan shum. The mayan is an underground spring. Excuse me, we've talked about that before. A mayan is an underground spring where the water comes, let's say the famous Arizal's mikveh outside of Tzfat is from a mayan. Some mikvahs today are from a mayan. Usually the mikveh today is not from a mayan. The mikveh today is from rainwater. So you have to make sure that the rainwater that pools into the place where you're going to dunk is never was gathered in one place. That's the whole problem when you build a mikveh. You have to make sure there are no curved pipes and all kinds of things. The water comes straight into the pool. Okay, anyway, I don't want to go into the details of that now. There's a difference between a mayan and so on. Anyway, the bottom line is from all these sources in Makshirin is that steam from water has a din of water. That's the idea. Any steam, any zeya from water, okay, it has the same din. And it can be makshir, something else. It can be metame. If the water was tame, okay, then it was not only can be makshir, even metame, right? Not only can be makshir lekabotolim, but if it's water that was tame, it can be metame also. That's the second mishnah there. Anyway, bottom line from these two mishnahs, we see that the water source, where steam comes or zeya comes from a source of water, has the same din as the water itself. So that's where that's the idea. So on the basis of that, that's, remember, the Shulchan Aruch got it from the Torah. Who did the Torah get it from? Back in source 2, Kaso Adonai Ove HaRosh. So he got this from his father, the Rosh. And it's not in the regular Rosh, in the back of the Gemara, but rather it's a Tshuvas HaRosh. Source 7, Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Chof Sim Chof Vov. Okay? Written to his son. Now he had, maybe written to the author of the Torah, who was son of the Rosh, but the Rosh had other sons also Tamar Chacham. Sometimes the Torah quotes his brothers, so I'm not sure who this was to. But anyway, Benish Yechesh Altal Ilfas Cholevis, a pot, a milky pot, in Yochol, in Michol Losses Lamata, Bekira Tachos Vishal Bas. That's our case, right? He puts an ilfas, it was a pot or a pan, which has milk and food in it. You want to know, can I put it inside the oven when there's a flashing pot cooking on the top of the oven? So he writes, Nirli Shosin, or if it'll be the oven, if not, so I see Osark there. I think at least the pot is Osir. The steam that emerges from the milchik dish, from the beit zidi, whatever you're cooking, that's like the milk itself. It's the same thing as the milk itself. How do I know that? The Tanan, the Perek Beis, the Machshirin, he has the riot from the case of Machshirin. He quotes the second Mishnah, source 5, Merchat, because the first one could argue, it's talking about, because it's just the same water was on the body, it was never converted into steam or into zeya. Okay, it's a droplet, just the water that's rubbing off. That's why he quotes the second Mishnah. And Merchat's tomato, zeya also tomato, Torah, Kagon, Shulmei Mayan, Bechiyutin, etc., etc. He quotes the whole Mishnah and writes in the fourth line, Mikol Halein Shaminen, the zeya Hayotzis, Min Hadover, Chashuba, Kosodover. That's the Rosh's jump. He makes a jump from the laws of Tum and Tara. He makes a jump to anything else. And he says, we see from the Mishnayos there, Machshirin, that any zeya, which is emerges from something, the liquid, the moisture, the sweat, or the vapor that emerges from something has a din of that thing itself. Nim says, therefore, zeya sa'ilfas cholevis hi kecholav. Therefore, any zeya, any steam, any condensed moisture, we'll call it, whatever that emerges from a milchik source, is considered to be like the milchik item itself. So now it's exactly the regular case, right? This is like we had in the previous couple of sifin, right? Of okay, it depends whether it's below or above the line. But here again, since the pot is on top, so by definition the steam's going up. So by definition, it's hitting the pot in a place that's below the line, right? Below the water line, right? So therefore, it answers that, like we said, with the we had those chumras from the in the previous sequence. He said the same thing over here. Okay, the zeya that comes off this macaroni and cheese or whatever, this milk and lasagna, that steam rises up and that steam hits the fleshing pot. So it's mamishla, but he has that steam has the same thing as the cholov itself. Okay, even though now it's not the form of cholov, it's not the form of cheese right now. It's more a droplet, it's moisture, it's steam. But the Rosh says from the Mishnah, it's the same thing. Okay, the again, his language, We call on the fourth line, we call alain shamin and the zeah hayot is menadavar chashuva kosadavar. It's considered like the very same thing itself. Okay, so therefore it's going to aser. And then he writes, afilu yesh b'kdeir shishim negener atipa ki atipa says kolsu said. He said it might be a bigger chumra here because here when it hits the, it's not only hitting one. It doesn't. It's unlike the tipa of chalav. Again, I want to go into it now. But unlike the tipa of chalav, which splatters into one place, we talked about it. The milk, the tipa of chalav, hits one place of the pot. So then we had a question: does it spread throughout the pot? Does it be shishim? We had the different rishonim. But here, it mamish hits the whole pot. Right, it comes up and hits the steam. It's a lot of steam. It's not just a droplet, you know, that spritzes off of something else and lands in one part of the pot. It hits the whole thing. That's what the Rosh is saying. I think. I feel it's shishim. Can I get a tipa? Can a tipa says kolsiu says. Here, this not just a tipa, so to speak. It answers the whole area. The only thing is, Ella Shireno Meir, that's the Baram Rudenberg, come back to that sheet. Shireno Meir, Haya Omer, in Yesh, Betav Shogler, Shishim, Pamim, Shishim, Shala Tipa Matera, Shala Tipa Naser, Ella Ad Shishim. Okay, that's a question. He said that we're back to the, you know, the Shishim, Pamim, Shishim, 3600. You have that much of the meat because it only can answer up to that amount. Otherwise, it's bottle itself. So again, 59.999, etc. Okay. So you have shishim to be bottle that shishim. In other words, the steam asses up to shishim. Okay, because more than that, it'll be bottle, but it asses up to shishim. You have shishim against that. In other words, the samach times samach, right? The 3600, which the Shach pointed out, is a little higher than 3600. Fine. Anyway, of course, he adds. So this is all based on machshirin, okay? And the zeh is like a mashke; it's like, you know, something that like liquid. Amram tzarch leida b'der rosachas b'kabel zeh. Okay, how hot is the pot? Anyway, that's the rush, and that seems to be the mokor of this entire din based on the mishnayos in machshirin. Okay, the rush is not a das yochid in this idea. Again, the Gemara never mentions Zeya with regards to Bas Mechalav and Shari Surim, but logically we can see the connection. So I just want to point out the Rivosh, I quoted number 11, says there's another Mishnah Makshirin that also seems to back this up. This is in Perek Hay of Makshirin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, source number 8. The Rivosh quotes an additional Mishnah later in Makshirin, but also seems to back this idea up. Aisha Sheruda Tahoros, okay, a woman who was Tahor. Okay, who magisa b'kdeiratemah? She was stirring something, and she had a spoon. And was like Bartanur writes in 9, magisa b'kdeiratemah hapechas b'kafshuliyot alatavshus b'kdeiratemah. She was, you know, turning the spoon upside down, stirring with her hand. So im heziu yodea tmeos. Okay, im heziu yodea. Okay, now it's a hot pot. So now the pot caused her hands to sweat. Okay, as the Bartanur says, im hezil yodeh mehevel hakdera, nitmu yodeh ki ilu noga b'mashka shebakdera. It's like she touched the stuff mamish. Okay, if her hands, it's like she touched the stuff mamish. Or even though she started out hands at tahor, if she was stirring a pot, she had stuff that was tummy, right? There's no issue to eat things. No issue to eat food was tummy, right? So you're wondering why you should megisa b'kdera tameya. Okay, it doesn't matter. You can use things that are tummy, not for kachim and chuma and so on, but you can, there's no issue to become tummy, right? There's no issue, can't enter the base of your tummy and other restrictions when you are tummy, but there's per se no issue to become tummy. In fact, sometimes it's a mitzvah to become tummy, right? You go to a levaya or something. Okay, anyway, so that's why she was working with that. So the stuff inside this kaderia was tamei. So if her hands became hot, sweaty, because mehevelak dera, meaning the hot stuff gave off. So that's mamish, and that hit her. And she never touched the soup. She's stirring the soup, right? She's stirring the soup. And the hot part of the hot, the steam from the soup while she was stirring it affected her hands. So then the Mishnah says that she becomes tameya because it's like the Bartanura says, ki yu nogob and mashka shemagdera. It's mamish like she touched the liquid itself. So she becomes, and how you do tomato, so my geese with Gerrit Torah, in his ear, there at tomato. The same thing in the reverse case. Okay, and the same thing in the reverse case. If her hands were, she was tummy and the pot wasn't, and then she began to sweat and so on because of the heat there. So then she's going to mitame the stuff inside also. As the Bartanur explains in source 9, the third Bartanur, how you do tomatoes. Im hezil yodea, nitmas hazea, machmas yodea, benitmas hagdera. And here's the key line. The Bartanura in Mishnah Machshirin Perakei, Mishnah Yerala, The steam, like I said before, it's like a conduit. The hevel, the sweat on her hand, right, is connect in that cause, and the steam from the soup, it makes it as if everything's touching, even though there was no physical touching. That's the point. A hevel mechaber bein hazeh shebigdeira lamashkin shebigdeira. Right, there's a connection. So that's exactly what steam does. It causes a, you know, steam. What is steam? Steam are actually microscopic drops or something. Right? It's in, you know, not liquid form anymore that we can see. But it serves as connection. That's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumas Ochon. I put it here Hilchos Tumas Ochon Perigzana like a base. The Rambam writes Ma'ara Mashkin Torat Zonon Tov Mashkin Tmein Hamin Hare Anitzu Kibur. Right, it's a connection. Okay, the steam serves to connect it. And the same thing, and the halacha gets the background. Halacha Gimel, he writes, Lefichot, Ha'isha shal yodeh Torah, it's our case, Be'gisa b'gderet, maybe he's yodeh mehevot there, and nitmi yodeh, ilu, ilu, no, go, mashkish b'gderet, it's like she touched it directly. And the same is the reverse, Ha'inim ha'yodeh tmeh, Be'gisa b'gderet, which was Torah, he's yodeh, nitma, call mashkish b'gderet, ilu, no, go, mashkish b'gderet. So based on this, not based on the Rambam, but based on this, the Rivash, in one of his shuvahs, Simon Reish Nun Hey, okay, he was talking about wine being distilled. Okay, wine being distilled. Okay, that was the subject over there. I guess a cognac or whatever, that you know, distilling wine. And it was goyish wine, right? So he says, Mashamarta she'en kan atzmus hayayin el hazeh shelo. Okay, it was just the vapors in the wine that he touched and not, it doesn't matter. He writes, Aval hazeh ha'yotzes min ha'mashkin ha'chamim harei hi kemashkin atzmon. The second line of that Rivash. The Zeah that comes out of the Mashkin Chamin is mamish like the Mashkin itself. So the Rivash also says, and he brings it right from that, both he quotes the other Mishnah we mentioned, he quotes this Mishnah also. So bottom line, you have the Rivash, you have the Rush, and that would seem to be the mukkar for our din over here with our pan of lasagna inside the oven with a fleshy dish cooked on top of the oven, fleshy pot cooked on top of the oven. That seems to be the same thing, because the zeya that comes off of the milchigs, off of the cheese or the lasagna, you know, the milchig lasagna is now considered like the cholov itself, and it's going to be like a cholov spider on a pot because it hits the pot above. That's the din here in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Ches. There's an interesting question, though. You know, I mean, the Rosh, they make that jump, but just as a side point, but it's important to look into, is it so pashut, okay? Is it so pashut that you can make that jump? After all, the laws of Tum and Tara don't necessarily follow the same patterns as the laws of Issur Hatter. And just because we have this din by Tum and Tara, that the Zeya of the item that's Tomei can, just if you touch it, can make something Tara. It makes it a tar into Tommy, like the case of the woman and so on. Okay. Is that so pasha that would extend the same thing to Basra Chalov, to Shari Surim? Indeed, the Gemara in Yuvamas, Kuf Gimel Beis, and elsewhere says straight out, source 12, Isser Mituma Lo Gamrina. Right? And Rashi explains there in Yuvamas, Kuf Gimel Beis, source 13, Isser Mituma Lo Gamrina, Shehilchas Tuma Chinishu. Excuse me, I think I once mentioned that the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, and so on. So the Vilna Gaon, thinking the Aderes Elio or the Kol Elio, on that the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, beginning of Parsha Shoftim, why do you have three things? Bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, bein nega lenega. I think I mentioned once earlier in the year, because it's the, he says there are three distinct areas of halacha. Bein dam ladam, that's the sivahetta, right? Dam nida. Okay, is this dam nida? Makes you an nida? Asul labayla? It doesn't make you an nida. It's mutaris labayla. That's it's a heter. Bein dam ladam, bein din ladin. That's din emomenes. You have our, you know, cases, din emomenes. Or bein nega la nega. That's tumentaris. So those are three distinct areas of halacha. They're not, they're interrelated. The whole Torah is interrelated. But they have separate, but isur mituma loyofin. We also say isur mimamona loyofin. We say that also, right? They're all exactly follow the same rules. I think I mentioned once one of the big nafkaminis with regard to sveka. Okay, by Isser the Heter, we always say Sveka the Reis of the Chomer. Just this morning, I read an article that someone sent me about something. So the person said, we have to be Sveka the Reis of the Chomer. It wasn't talking about Isser the Heter. You don't always say Sveka the Reis of the Chomer. That's by Isser the Heter, we say Sveka the Reis of the Chomer. Okay, but let's say by Tum and Tara, we say Safek Rishos Yachid Tommy, Sveka Rishos Yachid Tommy, which is a Rabbin Tommy. So it is Tara. So, you know, we have We have that feeling, and by Dina Mammon as well, Safek, we say, depends who the Muktzuk is, right? Muktzuk HaVol HaRaya. So the rules don't always aren't always the same. Okay, so that's a question why we make the jump over here from the Machshirin, from the, you know, the Din by Tum and Tara, and the Rosh, and the Rivosh, and the Tur, and the Mechaber Pasuk that way. We make that jump. The question is why. So I just want to point out, there's a Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer, Simon Vov, Sikot and Lama Dalin, 14, he writes, Afal Gab Deloy Afina Isim Mituma, we call Makum, we call High Gab, the Ikasori Afina Isim Mituma. He says, Misora, we can do it. Okay, and it says, look in your days in Kufe, maybe in Kufches, we're discussing this issue like we're discussing over here. In other words, when there's a good Svar, the logic is there, because the logic is very logical. So the Beishmul says that even though we normally say Yisra Mituma Lo Garmina, like the Mor says in Yavamas, but when there's a good Svar to say that we should combine them, there's a good Svar to say, or make the jump, then it's okay. And Yad Malachi HaKohen, it was, I think, in the 1700s, early 1700s, wrote a Sefer. The Ad Malachi says, Klala Ad Talmud, Klal Mem Ches. He writes in 15, Isra Mituma Lo Garminin, Hainu B'Deleka Svara, Lemigmar Mituma, Aval Hecha De Ika Svara, Yalfinan Isra Mituma. He quotes that Beis Shmuel. Okay, so here, there's very good logic to say that what comes up, why does it have to only be a splatter of milk? The milk, in our case, turns into steam, but it's still milk. It's the same source, right? The milk turns into steam. So now, if we had a whole in the previous couple of sifim about tipas cholov shenofal akadera, so here it's not cholov, it's not in the form of milk anymore. Okay, it's been turned into steam, but it's the same thing. It's a, you know, it's moisture that's generated by that. So therefore, we can get out of the problem, so to speak, of isurmi mituma lo alfina. Here the swara is good, so it's a good swara. We can make that. We can make the jump when the swara makes sense to make the jump. If you look carefully, the Rashi in Yavamas Hakol Kimon Beis in 13, when he says Isur Mituma Lo Gamrina, he means Shehilchos Tuma Chiddushu. Yeah, that's what it's a Chiddush. When it's the Svar is obvious, we don't, because we're not going to transfer some Chiddush from the Hilchos Tuma Tara over to Hilchos Isur Behetzer. But when it's not a Chiddush, when it's logical, then we can make the change. Okay, I think that the Beis Shmuel says, "Look in your day, Simon Kuf Hey." I think it might mean Kuf Ches, because we look in 16 in the Simon Kuf Ches in Hilchos Taruvos. There are more rights, okay? Here, you're talking about cooking something bizarre or zeh, not in the oven at the same time. Okay, we'll talk about that. All right. So there are more rights than the kuchas sif aleph. Aba bizarre zeh ain lachush. Okay. Elim kain heziya hamachlas mishneyan. The oz also afilu bizarre zeh. Okay. He says an important thing. Okay. Ramor writes that, you know, to cook, let's say, it's a heter milk inflation in the oven at the same time. Like I said before, that has the problem of Reicha Milsa, different discussion. But Bezech or Zeh, okay, let's say, right, I cooked the inflation, and now I want to cook milk in the same oven. I'm not cooking at the same time. No more smell. Took it out. Okay, but there's Zeh. So the Ramor says it's okay, but Alim Kain Hezia, unless you have a Zeh, then it's a problem. If you're Bezech or Zeh. If they're both covered, uncovered, because then the Zayat Shem, if they're both covered, okay, if they're both sealed, then it's not a problem. All right. The Havikik Kisu Shul Kedera, then it's like the Kisu Kedera, probably referring to our case. So the Bura grow over there in Simukuf Ches, in Simukot Nir Ches, 17 writes, Kanal Mehoda Machshirin. Again, he quotes the whole source of Machshirin. Aye, what about Mishnah Yisim Machshirin that we saw? Aye, what about Isura Me Tumaloyafin? Obviously, holds the Svar is good. So it's all right. All right. Now, coming back to Arsim and Sadi Beis, even though we saw the Rosh, the Rivosh, they reach into this sugya of Machshirin, the Bir HaGro, here by us, near Adesim and Sadi Beis, in Sikot and Lamed Tes, says, you know, there's a source in Chulin as well. You don't have to jump all the way to Machshirin to figure this out. He says, Kainer L'Sibeda B'Kisa Havi Kinir, okay, he writes, Shehevel mispashek b'kulo u'keilu kulo b'tocha rotav. That's what we said, right? When you, it's like you started the hevel, the steam. Hevel, another word for the steam. The steam is mispashek b'kulo. The vapor is the moisture goes through the whole thing, and it's like everything's b'tocha rotav. And he quotes Perek Beis and Machshirin. He quotes the thing in Machshirin, but he also quotes a Gemara in Chulin, and that is on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Okay, where. He writes as follows, the Tanya, And I printed the whole goy. First, it says the Tanya. Tipas cholov shenot. We saw this already, right? Tipas cholov shenot la chaticha. Kevan shenot la tam chaticha. Chaticha atman nas the bailer, right? We talked about that at length. But oseres kol chaticha kulam eshein mina. Divrei Behuda chamam atchiti the tam barote. But we keep a chaticha. Chaticha is going to be saw that. Omer Rebbe near and divrei Behuda b'shalom near b'shalom kisev divrei chachamim b'near b'kise. So look what it says at the end here. Okay, it says near. Yeah, it says look. Well, just look at the last Rashi. The other Rashi's again. We saw this already. We've seen this passage in the Gemara numerous times. Look at the end of 20. Near, Hegis Baba Megis Hamenar Esakedera Mispasher Atam Bekula Bechein Amachasa Oso. Says Rashi, Mipnei Shemei Hashulayim Olin Adpia VYordin. The water. When we taught this, right? Okay, the Gra says that's exactly the case. When it's covered, right? The Gross says by us over here. It's in Tzadi Bov, Tzadi Basi, Kot Lamentet. Yes, he quotes the sources of Makshirin too. But first he says, it's like we saw earlier in this Simon, in Siv Beis, Bekisa, when you covered, it's like near. Why is that true, right? We say, stirring, I understand. Stirring moves everything around. And so therefore the flavor is transferred from one thing to the other, moved everything around. Why is Kisa the same thing? Why is Kisa the same thing? When you just cover the pot, again, we discussed it back in Siv Beis. Okay, why is Kisa the same thing? So the Rashi writes, they're in Kukasim Beis, they're also near the end of 20, he writes, the liquid, but what water? It means the steam, right? The droplets go up and down and so on. They go up to the top and come back down. When it's covered, they've got no place else to go. So they come back, and it's the same as stirring. So the Gra by at the beginning of that Bira Gra here in our topic in Sukkot Lamentes, Kanal Siv Beis the Bekisa have a Kamir Shehelam is Bashir Bekulo Ukiilo Kulo B'Tocharota. That's the thing. You don't have to, and then he quotes Machshirin, but he says you don't have to run all the way to Machshirin. Okay, you see the same thing. Really says the Gaon. I think that's what he means. He said you see the same thing here in Chulin back in Siv Beis the Bekisa have a Kamir, and those are the Gra's words in 18 Shehelam is Bashir Bekulo, right? Ke'ilu kulo b'toch harotev. That's what the steam does. It makes the gravy everywhere, right? The liquid is everywhere. That's the idea. When a pot is covered, so everything moves around and it's got no place else to escape to because the pot is covered, so it goes back down. So it's like everything is kulo b'toch harotev. So that's what Grom says, okay? Is a mucker from here as well, from our Gemara Chulin. Even though the Gemara didn't explicitly talk about Zeh, but the Gemara seems to feel that's a mocker. Now, one could argue, because the question is, why didn't other people say that's the mocker? Okay, one could argue, it seems to me, at least based on Rashi, we discussed this, okay, earlier in the Simon, it could be that that Rashi only meant actual water droplets. That's his language. They shemei hashulayim olam. We're not talking about that. We're talking about steam, but it's not actual droplets. Okay, maybe Rashi, maybe you can't necessarily bring a raya from the way Rashi learns that Sugin Chulin. Maybe the Sugin Chulin was taught, again, in Machshirin, it was clearly talking about Zeh, use the word Zeh. Okay, both in Parak Beis and in Parak Hei, the one that Rebosh quoted, it mentions Zeh specifically. The Gemara here, as we said before, does not mention Zeh specifically. Maybe you can't necessarily bring a raya from there. Because maybe that Gemara is one that actually, when the pot is covered, so actually you can see the condensed, there are droplets, there's actual water, there's actual mayim, it's not just Zeyah. So that's maybe there's not necessarily an ironclad raya from there. Maybe that's why the others preferred to learn from Machshirin, which the Gaon also did. Again, I stress, the Gaon didn't dismiss the raya from Machshirin, but he thought there's also a raya from here. And it could be, we saw this earlier, I printed the Meiri, okay, the Meiri on that Daf and Chul and Kuf Ches and Aleph. The Meiri, there would be a raya from, because when he speaks about covering the pot, then we saw this already, right? 21. Nearest Hakadera Kodim Shibola Chaticha Zuz Achol Vukibla Tam, etc., etc. So he writes, Shayadeh Bechein in Kiso. So it's not only near, not only stirring, but also covering. Bechein in Kiso. So why? Shayadeh Kiso Ha Eidim. Eidim again means steam. Eid Yalam and Arts. The beginning of the steam. The vapor, hachamim, olim ilmata lamalai, there is sicha, she'ein lo avilis pashet. When the pot's covered, it's got no airspace to go to. It's the pot's covered. So then it moves around. Mevalbel es hakol, ke'ilu nira hegis. It's just like you stirred it. So he does mention the Meiri. In other words, the Gaon's diuk may not work for Rashi, because Rashi mentions mei hashulayim. Okay, but for the Miri, it'll certainly work because he mentions aid in Machamim. Again, that means steam. So he certainly does understand it steam. So at least according to Miri, the Gaon is right that you have a Mokor from Chulin as well. And I printed just in 22 and 23, we mentioned it back then. Okay, the Machlokas between the Ra'or and the Rashbo. Okay, the Ra'or and the Berakabayas, right? So near Kisi Pirish Rashi. So he says it's talking about Hevel. Okay, Shekevan Shekisa, once you cover the pot, Afobisha Lonir, never stirred it. Hare ha havla, that's the steam. She would call out there, she mayim, it's like the same din as mayim, so it spreads everything around. Okay, it spreads everything around. So, yeah. And he said it's no different than covering the it's one point. The Rashba disagrees with that. He said that Rashi never said that. Rashi, he took the Mayim word literally. So again, it could be Machokas, Rashba, and the Ra'or might impact whether, you know, Rashba said Rashi never said anything about Hevel. In fact, he writes, the Rashba does in the Shemar Sabai, it's in 23, second line, he writes, Ein Hatam in that Hevel. Eloshim Rashi Kachu Shemei Hashuam, just the water. Okay, the Miri, though, first certainly says vapor, steam, and so does the Ra'or. So again, at least according to some, that's what the Gaon's getting at. You have a riot from Kulam. Okay. Bottom line, what emerges from all of this is wherever the mucker is, if you think about it for a moment. When you have an oven, let's bring it out to a contemporary situation where you're cooking fleishig and milchig in the oven, not the same time with the derecha, probably let's say the zeh has there when there's still steam that's left over from the previous cooking. So the oven, in a certain sense, is like a pot. Okay. And the Zaya is the rotev. That's really what we're seeing here, right? The Zaya sort of serves as the rotev, and the oven is like a big pot. So, let's bring the issue over to the contemporary question in terms of our ovens. Okay, again, the oven is like a big pot, and the Zaya is like the rotev. So, if I cook fleishigs inside an oven, okay, so it produces Zaya. Okay, produces Zaya. And what happens to that Zaya? It goes into the walls of the oven, right? And if I now want to cook milchigs, so the Zaya from the milchigs is going to connect, okay, with the fleishigs that's in the walls of the pot. That's going to be a problem. Okay, so there's the bottom line is that's the concern with our ovens, right? I cook milchigs in the oven. I cooked a milchig lasagna in the oven. So that produced lots of Zaya. And where did the Zaya go? The Zaya went into the walls of the pot. So he basically, the walls of the oven, I mean, it was like the walls of a pot. So there's a blia now of basar chalav, whichever one did it first, inside the walls. And I want to cook, cook meat first. Okay, so now the meat produced Zaya that was now absorbed by the walls of the pot. Okay, not the walls of the pot, the walls of the oven. Okay. Now there's a blia of busser in the wall. And now I want to cook inside the same oven milchig, so it should be like a pot. You can't use the same pot for fleishigs and milchig. Why can't you use the same pot for fleishigs and milchig? Because the stuff that was absorbed in the walls of the pot, right? Well, here too, through the Zaya, stuff was absorbed in the walls of the ovens. So how can I now go ahead and use the same oven afterwards to cook milchigs? Okay. Again, I stress the issue here is cooking zeh or zeh. Simultaneously, that's a different discussion. That's recha. I keep emphasizing that, but we're not talking about, you know, cooking at the same time in terms of this question. Okay, cooking at the same time, milk inflation, the same oven at the same time. That's a recha milsa question. But here, even if it's not the same time, so there's no recha, no smell that was given off. Okay, once you take the oven out, it may still have a smell, but it's not coming from any mamashas. Okay, so it won't impact it. We'll talk about recha separately. But here, I'm going to do it b'zeh chazeh, right? I want to do it b'zeh chazeh. So can I use the same oven for milchig and fleishigs? Well, seems from here, based on everything we said, you should not. Okay, based on what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Sivches, you should not be able to, because the Zaya, just like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that case in the Shulchan Aruch was where you put one thing, you had milchig on the bottom, fleishig on the top, and the Zaya goes up, good. But even b'zeh chazeh, the Zaya is going to go into the walls of the pot. And now when you cook the milchig, so that zeh is going to come out and it's going to join, so to speak, with the zeh, like the case of the woman, right? It's going to join with her hands. It's going to join with the zeh of the milchig. And you have fleishig and milchig together. So that's a problem. So that's the question. Can you use the same oven for milchig and fleishig, zeh chazeh? Now today, everybody who builds a kitchen, every frum family, anyway, that builds a kitchen, so they have two separate ovens. Okay, or you can build the two separate ovens. When I grew up, we only had one oven. Okay, probably in apartments, most of them only one oven. So how do you cook kamilcha and fleishig together? And again, not together at the same time, but together in the same oven. Shouldn't be allowed to because of the problem of the zeah. So there are many kulas on this matter of zeah. Okay, I listed here only 10 kulas. I'll go through this talk, go through some of them today, and we're going to finish the rest on Monday. So there are basically 10 kulas. One kula I want to mention before I read the Ramah, okay, is, I mean, it's out of order chronologically, but I want to mention it because it's not on the sheets. The Mishkan's Yaakov. Yaakov Karlina was a Talmud of Chaim Balazim. Mishkan's Yaakov in the Tshuva Chelek Yoredeya Simon Lamed Dalad. It starts with the words of Beprat Be'oshon. And it goes up towards Le'in Tuma. Okay. He rejects the whole thing. And he says, we're not learning from Tuma. We can't. There's no, like I said before, he's a purist, right? The Gemara never mentions this din of Zeah by Basu Chalav, and therefore we don't have to make it up. And he says, we don't learn from Tuma. We don't pass. The Rosh said it. Okay, but who says we have to pass that way? Okay. There's no, and again, there's no raya from Rashi necessarily. Again, if especially we learn that Rashi meant only, especially learn that Rashi meant only, what should we call it, only Mayim and not vapor and so on and so forth. So Zadze, not like the Meiri. Anyway, the Mishkan's Yaakov, so that's one coolie. I have an important post. Mishkan's Yaakov dismisses the whole thing. So it's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. I mean, the Shulchan, it's a Chumrah. But Mikra Din, certainly we'd be able to like, use that as a sniff of Hakel in the situation. But Mikra Din, he says there's no such Din. He rejects the whole thing. There's no Zeya. We don't learn it out from Tumah. And there's no raya from Rashi, you know, because Rashi was only talking about actual droplets, actual liquid, actual water, and not zeh again against the Meiri. So therefore, she would sniff lahakel, and the whole thing is a chumrah, and therefore there's room to be makel. That's kula number one. But the Ramo himself mentions two kulas here in our sifches. Okay, one, the Ramo writes 24. V'chol zeh Meiri shahamachras megula. Okay, this whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about, again, their case was a case of a lasagna or a baked ziti, something, a milchik dish inside a pan in the oven. And on top of the oven, you had a fleishig pot. That's a problem. That's only if the machmas, the pan, which had the baked ziti or the milchik, whatever the milchik dish was, is megula, is uncovered. Then the hazeya olam and a machal atzmal, like der shalah. Then it goes up. So therefore, we now have a kula. So if you want to avoid the problem, you can cover it. Cover it. And then you won't have a problem with Zeya. So therefore, that's a kula. If you want to use the same oven for milk and fleishes, cover both. Or at least cover one. Always decide, I'm going to use this oven for fleishes. If I cook milk in this oven, I'm going to cover it. It's always going to be covered. Cover with tinfoil, cover with pot cover, whatever, pan cover. But always cover it. So that's certainly a kula. And Ramah says this whole chumrah is only when the milchik, that which is producing the zeah, is uncovered, so the zeah can fly out and impact something else. That's one. Two, he writes. So there's also the other three. We had the Mishkan Yaakov, we had this kula. Ramah is another kula. V'gam ma'iri shu b'karov kol kach shayad soledes b'zeah b'mokum shanegeah b'kder. It has to be close enough. Now, usually it probably is, but it's a kula. He says it has to be close enough. The Zeya is still hot. The Zeya itself is still Yad Soledes at the time that it hits the Kedera. If it's not that, I guess it, you know, as the steam dissipates, so it cools off, right? I mean, so the question is it still Yad Soledes at the time that it hits the pan? So that's also an important point, okay? Many hold, and if I'm not mistaken, Shechta holds this way, that if you can use the same oven for milchig and fleishigs, as long as the oven has cooled off, again, not at the same time. We're not talking about the same time. I don't keep saying it, but I want to make sure it's clear. Okay, but you can use zecher zeh, not zecher zeh, as long as, okay, it covers things and so on. But besides that, wait until the oven has cooled off from the previous cooking. Okay, in other words, the cook fleishig. So, well, wait, I don't know, 20 minutes. I don't know, it depends how long the oven was on to figure out how long it's going to cool off. But at some point, it cools off. Okay, and then some people will wait till the next day, whatever. But I think that the Rav said it's not necessary as long as the oven is cooled off. That's what the Ramah is getting at here. It's only a problem when the Zeya is going to be hot when it hits the other thing. Okay? But if it's not, then, you know, and again, he says, oh, machmas mechusa, a kol shorim, me didn't have a steak there, it's no gizo bizo, they know some zozo benegia, the kosher came bizeya. Miu lechatchila yesh lezor becholza. He says, okay, we should be machmas lechatchila, but that's another kula. So we have three kulas, one for the Mishnas Yaakov, we don't have the whole din, and the matua is, you know, the stuff should be uncovered, it's only a problem if it's uncovered, covered. And three, it depends if the steam is still yad soledis. The Pesachet Tshuva here in Sukkot Vav has another kula, okay, based on a Prima Gadim. He quotes a Prima Gadim not here, but the Pesachet Tshuva here in Sukkot Vav 25 quotes a kula from the Prima Gadim in Aruch Chaim. And he writes as follows. He says, the whole din of Zeya is, look at the second line, the Dafka Zeyas Mashkin Kamohu Aval Ochlin. Okay, and it's called Kamo Chela Mechutach Ein Zeyaso Kamo. He says as follows: there's a distinction between when the Zeya is produced by liquid. Okay, it starts, our origin was liquid, as opposed to when the origin was solid and just the moisture came off of it. That's the Pesachet Tshuva in brief from his Prima Gadim. Okay, in other words, the only chumrah is when if inside your oven you have a pot of milk, which you most likely wouldn't, what do you have? You have cheese, okay, you have a lasagna or something like that, a baked ziti. So there, it was something solid, it was ochel, it was food, it wasn't liquid. Now, yes, it does generate steam, but the whole chumrah, okay, all the cases in Machshirin, where we started from, were, you know, were the case of liquid, of water, right? Back in sources 3 through 6. Okay, we had the Mishnah said Machshirin. We're talking about we're working with water, okay, with actual mind. And a case that Rivash brings up also, source 8, was also one who was working with liquid. So that's a different story. She was stirring that soup, right? That's a different story. That's when liquid, when Zay is produced by liquid, that's when we have the Chumrah. Okay, but we don't have it when it's produced by Ochlin. That's kula of the Pesachet Tshuva. Rav Avadya Yosef has a long Tshuva Kedarka Bakodesh quoting many of these din, and that's where I got a lot of them from. Okay, it's a Tshuva Yabia Omer, Chelek Hei, Chelek Ardea Simon Zion. So he has many of these kulas and many others also from people, Kedarka Bakodesh, that most people haven't heard of. Anyway, he writes in this Tshuva, he says, and basic question, right? Let's look at it in 26. Odo she'elo so bedin tanor gaz, or tanor chashmal, I guess, or electric, or whatever, shalifamim tzolim b'socha basar of, sometimes roast meat and chicken inside. V'roim oz ha'tanor mismala hevel. V'zeya me'atzli, you can see that the oven fills up with steam from the chicken or the meat that you're cooking. Right? You can see it. Imutra la'afos bozo tanor achar mekein ugos m'molos migvina. Who cares? But can you cook a milchig cake or something like that, or cheese, or something, or cheese blintzes, whatever. Okay? You're allowed to do it. So, among the other things, the Rav Avadya Yosef quotes some of these makaris that we mentioned. Okay? Again, that's a God of Allah's makaris. I mean, some we saw in the Ramah, but the Pesachet Tshuva, but let's say the Mishkas Yaakov, I got from there. He writes in Oz Dalad, after he quotes that Prima Gadim that the Pesachet Tshuva refers to, that is the difference, it's only by liquid, he says, again, it's not a Das Yochad either. V'chein Motzosi, Vagon, it's Oz Dalad. Oz Dalad in that Tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef. It's one of his collections. Shlomo Kluger has several collections of tshuvas. One is called Tuv Tam V'Das. So Tuv Tam V'Das Tlisa, third volume. He says he has the same thing, and he says that the Lo Shayach Zeya El Rak Aidei Resichas Mashke. Okay, only when it's liquid. Abu Betzli the Lekamayim Lo Shayach Zeya Klal. Let's remember, what are we saying? We're saying that the Zeya sort of serves as a conduit. It links, right? The steam links this item with that item, right? So the liquid, the milk with the flesh. But the Shlomo Kluger, like the Prima Gadim, wants to say that that's only true when the origin is liquid. And even though a solid does produce some steam as well, it's not enough to create that link, to create that connection. Okay, and he writes, and let's be honest, the riyas that the Rush brought, that tshuva that we mentioned before, that's only from Mashkin, the Torah, like I said, was only to that liquid. And he says, and that's what the Prima Gadim meant also, and others that the Pesachet Tshuva quoted. The logic is, again, there's a distinction, basically, between evaporated liquid when you started with liquid, start with mashkin, liquid, and that evaporated to steam. That's different when you start with a solid, which produced some sort of moisture. Yeah, the chilek again, scientifically, I don't know, I have to ask the science experts, but the chilek. There's a difference between you have liquid which evaporated, which is mamish, the liquid itself. It's the same liquid, as opposed to solid which produced moisture that then evaporated into steam. It's a step removed, so to speak. It's not the same thing, and therefore that's what the Rishon Kluger thought is maybe not the same. It's not the same din that the whole chumrah is only, and therefore if you're cooking chicken and then you're cooking like a milk and cake or blintzes or something like that, cheese blintzes, it's not a problem. That's another cooler. Okay, it's another cooler. Now, Rav Yosef does point out that not everyone seems to agree with that, because he has a tour, Milchus Pesach, okay, Milchus Pesach, it's in the Taf Nun Aleph, they're talking about the way they used to make toast is they put the bread down and they had a rod of some sort, literally a hot rod, okay, a hot rod, which hovered over the toast, and that's over the bread, and that's what made it into toast. Okay, so the toast would be on a cold rod they would put in, and they would hold it, and on top there'd be like a hot rod. Okay, and that's what made it into toast. In fact, the truth is, I don't know how they do it anymore. Today, people have toaster ovens, but even with our toaster ovens, okay, they have coils, right? And the regular toasters, which used to have the two things, I don't know if they have those anymore. The toaster, you put two pieces of bread in and then it pops out when it's ready. Okay, those toasters, the fire never touches it. It's coils on the side. The coils heat up and the bread actually never touches the coils. Okay, that's the issue. So that's how they used to make the bread actually didn't touch the source of the heat. Just the source of the heat gave up so much heat, it made the bread into toast. Okay, so the Torah writes in Or HaChaim, Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tof Nun Aleph, the Torah writes 27, Kisa Shel Barzel, Shemasimen Oso Al Charoro, Shenefes Al Kira, right, put Charoro as a toast, Yesh Omer Mishafil Hagala in a Torah, okay, now you want to use it for Pesach, that's the question. Okay, that's in Hilchos Pesach, it's a question of using this hot rod for Pesach, okay? So he says, some say, don't even need Hagala, Kevin Shena Oso Al Chasos Ve'en Acharon Ogaspo, the bread never touches it. Right, so it never became chametz stick. It was just it was a rod that was heated up, or it's like we have some kind of coils, where the bread never actually touches it. So what's the problem? But he says, I pass consensus the tour, but nearly should start leaving. I said, not only does it need hagol, it needs leaving, even a stronger kashrin. Kibarov pamim no gospel, because lemaisa, a lot of the time, it does touch it. So a lot of times this hot thing does touch the bread. It's supposed to hover on top of it, but it's hard to hold it there, whatever. Our toasters, it moves from side to side. A lot of times the bread does touch it. But, all right, that's one thing. The ode, Shehu Mazia Mehevel Achor Shetachto. The Torah brings up that the rod becomes hot from the hevel, from the steam, the thing that emerges from the toast, the steam. The vapor is immersed in the toast from the toast, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tziv Tezvav Kisa Shel Barzel Shel Masina Salacharach Shem Zalakir Tzarach Liban. If you want to use it for Pesach, and the Magen Avraham and Tzivkat Lamed brings both reasons: A Lefishon Ogas Barovah Pam Mecharor, because a lot of times Lamaisa this rod does touch the bread. Number two, Va'od Shemazia Mehevel Acharor. Well, from all this, you see that that's what Rabbi Yosef points out, despite the statement in the Pimagarim. As the Pesach Tshuva by us in Sikot Nevot, source 25 quotes, despite the Pesach of Shmuel Kluger, and despite some logic, that there is a chilek between, what do you call it, between when you have moisture, when you have steam that originated as liquid and it became just transferred into steam because of the, it got hot, so therefore it became steam, but it's still basically the same liquid that we're machmer by, but as opposed to when you have a solid that. Solid doesn't become steam. The moisture that becomes steam, right? There's moisture in it that comes out, but it's not the same. It's not really the solid item. But you see from the toast, in this case, in the bread, that they were machmer on it. So that's perhaps a mitigating factor. On the other, which make it a problem to rely on that kula. However, one could argue, yeah, that's maybe a chumrah by Pesach. There are many chomers by kashrut for Pesach, so maybe it's maybe by basar chalav. We would not consider that which comes off the ochlin to be zeya in the same sense as that which comes off of mashkin. And by Pesach, okay, the chalav is the Torah is machmer, the Torah is shacharach, whatever. They're all machmer hilchos Pesach, but lav dafke by other things. Anyway, so that's a possible other cooler. Moshe in a tshuva, I printed here in source 30. Igros Moshe or deichel chalav simen mem. Okay, right. He does not like, he said they should not be exposed, they should not be uncovered. Okay? But he said he's not so sure that you have to worry that there was steam. Okay? Because there are more roads we saw it before. It's in Kuvches Sif Aleph. We saw that before in. Where was that? Back in source 16. There are more wrote that Zerza ain't Lachush, Elim Kane Hezia Machus and Shem. You know that there was Zaya there. Okay. Mashman is Soma ain't Lachush there. Elim Kane Yadua Dezia Mishnaim. So that's a question. If you don't know whether there's steam or not, that's one thing he talks about. So, but again, bottom line is the best way to avoid the problem is make sure you always, if you want to use the same oven for milk and flesh, again, not together, but consecutively. So make sure one is always covered. Then you'll never have the Zaya problem. Right, the milk is always covered. Or if you use, you probably figure out what do you use the oven for most, and then cover that one. Okay, and he writes, but the oven came in through Suffolk, ain't less or he said there's room to make if there's a Suffolk, and then furthermore he writes in the second paragraph, b'nei im lo nisbashal b'tanur k'deres b'dover alach el she'afu bo obishu dvarm yuveshim. He said there's another tzad to be makel the zeas ochlen eno oser. Okay, so it sounds like he learns that the case with the charora, with the toast, that the tour rule, maybe that's only chum for pesos. Anyway, we have a fourth kula. Again, we had the Mishnah Yaakov that the whole din doesn't apply to outside the realm of Tumantara. We had the idea that something should be covered, it won't apply, or it's farther away, but to make sure the steam, if the steam is not going to be outsoletis. And they have this other din that it maybe doesn't apply to Ochlin, only to Mashkin. Then in another tshuva, another part of this tshuva, it was Beis, Rabbi Yosef quotes from tshuva's Beis Yaakov, okay, that's in 31. He says, I'm not really sure where this comes from, and it seems to me to be against the Ramo, but it does quote it, so I'll mention it, okay. Anokhi Aroi B'Chal tshuva's Beis Yaakov, okay, he thought it was Akashi, the whole, we mentioned the Rivash, we mentioned and so on. He says, it's a question, he says, one second, he says, I'll grant you that there is steam, and it becomes a blia inside the walls of the pot, of the oven. The oven is bolea from the meat via zeya. Okay? But, he says, the zeya does not afterwards bring what was inside the wall back down to the chalav. It's a one-way street. Okay? And that's what he wants to say. All right? He says it's a one-way street. All right? He said that's a chumra by 10 lines down. And then the line, the shiny gabi tumah, shayadayim kinegarak dera bli hepsik, ilcha chazeya shap mechaber eslamash kafamata. What was the case with the woman, right? The hands were right there. Okay, but here there's a step in between. Gabi surinami, I would agree, he says, in tofes basu biyodo, if I had a piece of meat in my hand, omegas biktar chalevis, and I had a piece of meat in my hand, and I stirred a hot pot of milk, so then I agree with you. Then the zeya is going to be chaberes lamashkin af lamata. Then it'll work both ways. It'll answer the meat and the body. He says, "Gabe yisur nami in tofes chatichas bos yada." Then I agree. But vade sheish lesser ben chatichas bos ben chalav shemikdera. Okay, but ulam medina harosh af shazeh ulam and rachas chalav zmalav oseres akdera. Even though in the case we started with, right, with the milking pan of milking food inside an oven when the flesh pot is on top, it's in a chanami. I agree that it'll go up and it'll aser the kedera, but the bus of kedera won't come out through the zayah to aser the milk downstairs. In other words, it's a cooler just in one direction. It won't come back out and aser what's downstairs, what's below. So that's what he says. The only thing is that a lot of them agrees with that. Okay, it's not a one-way street. The Zayin brings things in both directions. This will be a cooler if you had the busser and it got absorbed into the walls of the pot. Good. So walls of the oven. Okay, but it's not going to come back down now. That same zeh is not going to come back down now and ruin the lasagna. So that's another kula, I guess, number five on our list. The only question is that not everyone agrees with that. The Dogon Ravava on the page doesn't agree with it. And the truth is, the Ramah himself in the previous sif seemed not to agree with it. Look in 32. The Ramah wrote, Tipach, we talked about yesterday, Tipach nofelos agabe kisa gdera, right? Drop of milk spilt on the lid. Dina kanofa agabe gdera kneged arotev. It's like neged arotev, even though it's not neged arotev by definition, if it's hitting the lid, so it's above the rotev. But if the pot is covered and hits the lid, then it's like that was said before. Behusha is going to be like, yeah, it's already the pot is hot. The oz ola hazea tamaru magia la kisa biyored nisham el arotev. It goes up and it comes down. What goes up must come down. It goes up and it also comes down. So that's what Ramah seems to say. And Abi Argua there, on that same Zion, and this is called Lamed Ches, 33 writes, like we said before, that same Gro we quoted before, the Benir Okisa became Okula B'Tocha Rotev. And when it's Kula B'Tocha Rotev, everything goes in both directions. So and that Kula is somewhat problematic. Okay, again, I printed it because Ravadi Sefer has it. But it is problematical. Not only that, but in the next Siman, I mean, Siman Sadi Gimel, which we'll get to that next week, Hashem. Siman Sadi Gimel, Sifal 34, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Imlaku Kisi Roteach Mekder Shal Basu, Nasta Oso Akder Shal Chol, right? Common problem. You covered a pot with the wrong gender, okay? You covered a pot of meat, and it took a kisa, you know, a hot pot cover, which is cooking something inflation, and put it on top of a milk pot. So, okay? So, it's going to aser. And the Bira Gro there, it's inside of Gimel, Sivkot and Ches writes, based on the Mishnah Machshirin that the Rivash quoted in Parakeh. In other words, it's a Zeya issue, and it said it's aser in both directions. So again, you see from there also that the Zeya seems to move in both directions against this. This Beis Yaakov that there are Ajusim quotes, but it is another kula. Finally, we'll do one more for today. I'll finish this and the rest of Sifat Shem, if we can, Sunday, not Sunday, but Monday. Okay, we should be able to finish it. There's a few other horrors, but I also want to go talk some halacha lemaisa stuff about kasher and oven. Maybe we'll stick in also this on Monday. Anyway, one other cooler. That's in the Aruch HaShulchan in Arsim and Tzadi Beis and Sif Nun Hey 36, and really the Bach already said the same thing. Okay, and that is it. Also depends how big an oven are we talking about. He says, look what he writes in Sif Nun Hey. V'hinei b'din zeh mizbar la mishum achshirin. He quotes the mishum achshirin Perek Hey, and again that's what the Rosh quoted, the lo shayach zeh ela b'mokom hamukof, if the place is completely surrounded, it's in a small enclosure. The lo b'mokom golag m'bekira shagder tachtonah nesuna b'ava ale omed al yonah v'ola zeh saviv she'en lo mokom lotzeis. They're talking about over there, the original case, the small oven. Okay, so inside the oven, you were cooking a milchi dish, you had a pan of milchi lasagna, and you had a fleshy thing right on top. Where does the zeh go? There's nowhere else to go. So it goes to the fleshy pot. That's what they were talking about. The Ein Lamakom Lotzeis. Abamakom Goloi Ki B'Tanurim Shalanu Sheish Avir. But our ovens, there's lots of airspace. There's lots of space for the Zeya to dissipate before it infects, quote unquote, the inflation thing. Ein Osar Kedera Samachlo. All right, that's the Kula of the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, the Bach said it also, not on the Bach on the page, but in Chuvas 37. Chuvas Bach HaChadosh Sim Chav Dalim. V'Nira Demari B'Kir Shalahem Shasun Kedera. Okay, the shofsin, it's a different type of kedera because I ain't mokum lezeh special it started him. The zeh can't dissipate anywhere else. So where's it going to go? It's going to go and hit the fleshing part. Right? I thought it's all going to hit. In Cain, balos hazeh, balak there, osarto. That's fine. But if you have a large thing, a cheder rochav, a large thing, mavashal peyatanu b'kiru shalano, you know, that's a different story. It goes to the side also. Even though it also goes up, but who says enough went up that it was boleya? It can be Kivayger also here on Sivches says this also. Okay, he says that we're talking about the different type of kira. B'inyan de'ain mokom lezeli spashet lezeh medina osur. Well, Sufik, that's a different story. It's about Sufik. But again, clearly from the Aruch HaShulchan, clearly from the Ba, especially you can make an argument that the ovens that we have today, which have all kinds of basically vents and, you know, fans and blows things out, you can make a case that you know, you wouldn't have the same problem, even if it's still hot. But, you know, whatever Zay is there, first of all, may not still be that hot because the oven cools a little, but even if it is hot, but the Zay had lots of other places to go besides into this fleshy. So again, that's another cooler that the Rosh Hashulchan, and again, the Bach already hinted at, we can make a little bit, said the same thing, that if we're dealing with a big oven, that there's lots of airspace. Again, our oven, again, it may depend on how big the oven and how many milk. Yeah, if you have a milk oven, when you put six pans of lasagna, everything's cramped in together, it's a different story. But if you only have one pan, and it's a relatively big oven, so that's another tzad, I think, to be makel. So again, we had all these different coolers about using the same oven. We said before, there are more roads at the end of the sieve. Issues are, okay, figure out ways out. Cover one, the better ways to avoid it. Or if you have a separate oven, it's not good. But anyway, we'll introduce on Monday, and we'll have a couple more of these coolers using the same oven, and then we'll finish off. This is all Siv Ches. There's one more Siv in this Simon, and that Siv Ches, we'll try and finish that off, and maybe out of time. On Monday, we'll finish off by talking about some issues of kashering the oven, you know, that relates to this as well. Okay, we'll stop over here, and I wish everybody a good Shabbos.